Hello, everyone out there. This is Trevor with Tea Time Reports. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of our film review series, if you want to call it. It is greatly appreciated for all the support. If you want to check us out on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe at Tea Time Reports. It is greatly appreciated. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads as well. All the links to that are in our bio and our, I guess, YouTube page, if you will. We're on there every day. We're also on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts at Tea Time Reports as well. You typically get those episodes there first. So if you want to, you know, kind of beat everyone else to the punch, feel free to follow us on those platforms. But excuse my voice. I've been kind of recording a shit ton of episodes lately, losing it slowly but surely. But today we have a fun one to talk about, a very fun movie, in my opinion. One of my favorites, one of my favorite spoof movies, if you will. It's called Superhero Movie. It's PG-13. No way it should have been. Released March 28th of 2008. It has a runtime of 1 hour and 25 minutes. It is a comedy superhero movie, if you will. the summary is, after a bite from a genetically altered insect, which was a dragonfly, it gives him superhuman abilities, teenager loser Rick Riker, played by Drake Bell, decides to use his powers for good. Donning an uncomfortably tight costume, Rick becomes a mysterious crime fighter known as the Dragonfly. But standing in the way of truth, justice, and the American way is an evil villain known as the Hourglass, who plans to become immortal by sucking the life force out of anyone who gets in his way. I mean, it's as ludicrous as that summary there. We'll go into the cast and crew, loaded cast and crew, in my personal opinion. It was directed by David W. Zucker. Actually, directed by two people, David W. Zucker and Craig Mazin. The main character was Rick Riker, played by Drake Bell. And then Jill Johnson was played by Sarah Paxton. Uncle Albert was played by Leslie Nielsen, the legend of the game. He was in Airplane 2. And I think he was also in It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World. Christopher McDonald, a.k.a. Scooter McGovern, a.k.a. Lou Landers, a.k.a. Hourglass in this movie. If you know who Scooter McGovern is, or Scooter MacGyver, I believe his name is, or Shooter, or one of the two from Happy Gilmore, that legend. Yeah, he's in this. He's Hourglass. He's the villain. Brent Spiner is Dr. Strom. He's kind of an idiot in this movie, at least. Tracy Morgan's in here. He plays Dr. Xavier. Regina Hall's in here as Mrs. Xavier. Simon Rex is the Human Torch. Bob Weinstein. Oh, geez, the Weinsteins. Harvey Weinstein was it a producer on this. Oh, no. Do I even do this episode? Like, do I keep going? We're going to keep going. Like, let's hope that that no minors were touched on the set of this movie. But Drake Bell did hint at him getting molested in the early stages of his career. So possibly, you never know. Harvey Weinstein was a producer on this, so you never know. Pamela Anderson was in this. She played the Invisible Girl, kind of crazy. Kevin Hart was in this as well. Just a loaded, fun cast. You could tell everyone was just having fun. It was just a spoof movie, bro. This should not be PG-13. It should be rated R. Could not be made today. Let me grab a sip of my beverage, folks. Bear with me. But, no, it's like Scary Movie. But, yeah, Drake Bell, he plays Rick Riker. They literally, in this movie, they literally rip off not only Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, Batman Begins, Hulk, and then they also rip off the X-Men movies as well. And they rip off Spider-Man to the T, but mainly Spider-Man. And then towards the tail end with Tracy Morgan as Mr. Xavier, I mean, they were just blatantly ripping all of these things off. Like, I don't know how this movie was even made. Like, I really don't. Like, I objectively have no idea how this movie was able to be put together. I mean, I know it was in the time of spoof movies, but, I mean, with some of the blatant, like, I mean, they literally had, I mean, they weren't using any, like, symbols or character arts or anything like that, but they were very, very big insinuations into some of the characters already, like, portrayed in massive corporations like Sony, Marvel, and DC and Warner Brothers. So it was just kind of crazy that, you know, they were able to kind of get this off the ground. So I kind of give them credit in that regard. Drake Bell is funny as shit in this. He just plays a fucking idiot who's like clumsy at literally everything. He is unintentionally in this movie, he's killed probably 50 living things. And like in the opening scene, like when he gets bit by the dragonfly, he accidentally sprays himself with like some kind of animal attractant to, so that they want to like mate. And so he gets pretty much raped by like every single animal in this science lab. It's one of those type of spoof movies. Like nothing is taken seriously. The bully, his name is Lance. He's like, next time I'll hurt you. Just like generic, horrible one-liners. And you know, Sarah Paxton plays like the main girl of the movie that he's fallen in love with. But literally in the beginning of she doesn't even know he exists, and it's kind of just pathetic and kind of funny, honestly. But Leslie Nielsen, who plays Uncle Albert, was so funny. Like, he was so funny. When he was arguing with his wife in their opening scene, he was like, your thighs look like someone smashed a bunch of cottage cheese on bread. And it was just so fucking funny, dude. Like, you just couldn't make a movie like this today because people would get too offended. I mean, you probably could, but it wouldn't be popular. And I remember when this came out when I was a kid back in 2008. I was very young, but I remember seeing this on TV. We had the Cinemax channel on our cable, and those movies would come on, and I would watch like Jaws, I'd watch The Punisher, I would watch, what other movie would I watch? There was one other one. Oh gosh, it was Nicolas Cage, Ghost Rider. I would watch that over and over again, get shit tons of nightmares. But then this movie came on one time, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it was so funny to me when I was a kid, and it's still funny, it still holds up now. I literally just watched it for the second time in my life, like, 2 hours ago with Caden. Shout out to Caden. So, like, I just thought it would be a funny, like, little review to talk about, maybe get it some notoriety, which it definitely deserves, in my opinion. I think it's a good movie. I like where the comedy's at. I like the sight gags. I like the improv, it seems, in some of the scenes where it's, like, their mannerisms and reactions. Like, the nail gun scene is so funny. He's like, oh, you can dodge this? Oh, are you, you got bit by a dragonfly. They're supposed to have armored skin. Like, oh, really? And then he tries to stab his grandson with a knife. And he's like, oh, you're lucky that worked. It's like, how is this a PG-13 movie? And then Christopher McDonald's character, Lou Landers, the villain, Hourglass. He is so funny, too, in this. He's always funny. He's just sarcastic, and he's like, I created a machine that'll make you healthy 100%. And then he gets in it, and then, like, it works, and then I forget what he said, but he's like, it's like dating Carly Malone or something like that. It was just, and everyone just looks around, like, just, it just kind of reminds me of, like, a Family Guy episode. And even Brady sat down and watched a little bit of this movie as well, and he was like, yeah, this is just a bunch of skits put together. And he's like, in 50 years, this is just going to be Instagram memes. And I'm like, it already is. Like, it already is, like, a clip farm. Like, the movie itself is a clip farm. So I just think that's kind of funny that he mentioned that, and it's already kind of like that. But, I mean, they got Pamela Anderson in this. They got Tracy Morgan in this. Craig Burko is Wolverine. Like, they literally have a guy named Wolverine in this movie, bro. Like, come on, bro. As well as the Human Torch. Like, and the Human Torch literally is like, yeah, you don't want to see what I can do? And he just sets himself ablaze, and then he, like, can't put it out, so he just burns to death. Like, just an idiot, bro. Like, it's one of those movies, dude, you know? And another movie that it kind of reminded me of is movie 43. I don't know if anyone out there has seen that movie, where it's literally just quite literally a bunch of skits and has that kind of same spoof mentality. They're just making fun of movie making. They're making fun of different situations, but with this they're making fun of superheroes. But he pretty much has to just win the girl, save the girl, and it's a very generic plot line, nothing really special there. It's just, in my opinion, super funny. Like, if you're looking for one of those, like, dark comedies that's kind of been forgotten of the past, like, this is the one for you. It's kind of like green, like Seth Rogen's Green Hornet, but before it, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of one of the first adaptations of a superhero where it's like just a fucking joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I think there's value to that, and I personally enjoy it. I wonder if there's any critical reviews. I want to see what critics said about this movie. Like, if they even said anything at all. There's actually 50 critical reviews. From Richard Probst. Isn't a bad sign when the most entertaining aspect of these spoof films has become the celebrity spotting rather than the actual film itself? Damn, bro. From Felix Vasquez Jr. manages to be a more creative and coherent superhero picture than Spider-Man 3 ever hoped to be. Damn. With Tobey Maguire, obviously. That's the one he's talking about. From Hank Sarton. He just gave it a 3 out of 5. He didn't even leave a review. From Cynthia Futch, she said, tiresome, generic spoof is all about crude humor. It does have a lot of crude humor in it, for sure. And it, to me, it's not tiring because, like, they never at one point make enough of these movies. Yes, there's a shit ton of scary movies. Yes, the Scream break-offs and shit like that. But, like, yeah, no, I don't think you can ever get enough of this. If you're into comedy, if you're into these funny type of brain-rot movies, like, that just you can sit back and have a beer or two with the kids and with the fam. Like, this is the type of movie you can just watch. And a lot of people do like these type of movies. So for it to be so critically shat on, it's crazy. Like, there is value to this movie, in my opinion. From Peter Canvasey, he says, nothing in superhero movie can be described as magical, but for comic book fans in a forgiving mood, this lowbrow outing has its moments. I agree. I mean, I don't see the complete negative. Like, there is some magical moments when it comes to the humor. I like how they rip shit off and make fun of it and just take something that's, like, used in serious context and completely fucking shit on it with humor. Or, I mean, there was a moment where Scooter McGovern got up from the fucking dinner table and was like, yeah, I shat my pants. Like, they noticed, like, the wounds on each other. Like, you have a bruise on your neck. You have a cut on your lip. And he's like, yeah, I met a guy on Craigslist. Yeah, I met a girl on Craigslist. It's just so funny. Like, the back and forth banter, the dialogue is funny. The writing is funny to me. It's not this great movie. You watch the trailer. You shouldn't go in thinking this is going to be, oh, this is going to be as good as Endgame, bro. No, it's you sit back, you relax, you laugh, like, you don't take it seriously. Not everything's supposed to be taken seriously. And I feel like a lot of these critics try and take this seriously. But on Rotten Tomatoes, the critical score is a 16%, which is crazy. And then the audience score is at a 32%, so not much friendlier. I don't see how people gave it this low of a rating. I like this movie. I get it's all opinionated. I do. But, like, even objectively, like, when you look at, like, it's funny. Like, it's a funny movie. Like, it's just kind of like Scary Movie, Movie 43, Green Hornet. Like, I just think it was too ahead of its time, but maybe too after its time a little bit too, low-key. Like, maybe 4 or 5 years after, like, maybe the prime of spoof movies. Because they're really not around anymore. Like, you have to go and find them in the past to really find a good spoof movie. So there's the under the what to know category on the Rotten Tomatoes page for superhero movie. The first quote is, superhero movie is not the worst of the spoof genre, but relies on tired gags and lame pop culture references all the same. I don't know. Like, at the time, like, they kept referencing MySpace, which is kind of crazy. Like, they're like, you're not even in my top five. Like, just like, I think that's funny. Like, in the moment time, like, in that time, that was funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, a kid back then was watching, and I was like, yeah, someone, the same situation happened to me. Like, I wasn't in someone's top five. Like, whatever. Like, I think that's funny. Someone did say in the audience reviews, best parody movie ever. Someone put, I laughed at a few of the jokes. That's all I can say about this film because it's just not that good. Someone else said, this movie may be bad for you in the United States, but here in Brazil, it is not. It is one of my favorites. Someone else said, I laughed at a good amount of the gags. This is not a good movie. This is a good time. Yes, that's a perfect way to put it. 3.5 stars, not very groundbreaking cinema. It is mindless and funny. Some of the jokes don't hit, but enough do. A spoof of superhero movies, mostly Spider-Man, and a send-off to Naked Gun movies. Yeah, no, I like that. It's not a good movie. It's a good time. You know, it really is. It's not supposed to be this great thing that you're going to love every second of, but it's going to make you laugh, and it's going to bring joy into the living room or into the back of the minivan while you're on a road trip or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those type of feel-good, get-some-laughs-out movies, and everyone in the film looked like they were having a good time as well. Like, you could tell it was just a fun time on set. There was just a lot of humor in the air. And you got that, you feel like it was reciprocated and kind of you felt that energy, man. Like, you could tell none of the actors were trying to be serious about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't think it was going to be probably a 16% on Rotten Tomatoes, but in terms of watch value, I actually think this has a lot of it. I think it has rewatch value as well. I'll probably watch it again in 6 months when I get bored or something. But no, I really do like this movie. I think it's good. I think it's funny for what it is. Like, I don't think that you can objectively say it's this great piece of cinema, but in terms of what it is, I like it. I think it's enjoyable. You get a lot of laughs out of it, especially if you were a 2000s kid, watched Drake and Josh, watched a lot of that kind of stuff, and you kind of grew up a little bit along that, you know, this will be right up your alley, you know? It's kind of like watching Josh Beck in fucking Red Dawn, bro. You weren't expecting it, but he was there. And then same thing with Drake Bell. You weren't expecting this, but he was there. So just kind of cool to see him in something like this, especially. I was a huge fan of Drake and Josh back in the day, one of the best shows ever. And just seeing him in this, in a role that was very unorthodox, as well as just kind of rated R and just always in fucked situations. I just never expected Drake Bell to do anything like this. I really wish that maybe he tackled more into the movie scene, did some more comedies or something, but, you know, that's time, you know, in the past. So, I like this movie. I hope everyone out there checks out Superhero Movie at some point. Definitely worth the watch. I really do like, I mean, everything about it is a spoof. The CGI, the fight scenes. I mean, he literally does the wall climbing scene from Spider-Man, then just starts breakdancing on the wall. And then, like, a cat just goes, like, right next to him. And he's like, what? Like, it's just everything about it is just, like, not supposed to be serious. It's just all supposed to be a mind fuck, but funny. And, you know, at that point, I like that. Because it just has that Seth MacFarlane type of humor. Has that American Dad, that Family Guy, that cartoony humor. And I like that about this movie. And I thought that it was very well done. And you kind of got that Nickelodeon vibe, too, because of Drake Bell. So you kind of get your... You kind of get what you get what you get. You know, it's not Dune 2. So let's chill out on that. So people's standards are crazy now. They want a movie with Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet every fucking month. It's just like, no, dude, you can pop this in and get the same amount of laughter and enjoyment, in my opinion. Like, it is what it is, and it's not what it isn't, you know? So that really probably didn't even need to be said. I'm sorry, I'm kind of sounding like a douchebag. But, you know, Superhero Movie will do that to you. And I think if you watch that movie after you're listening to this episode, I think you not only need to leave a comment leaving your thoughts on it if you're listening to this on YouTube, but you need to make sure that you act like a douchebag as well. I think that's it's a solid lesson of the film. But also make sure that you don't try and just, like, spoof Spider-Man and DC and X-Men in real life, because, you know, you'll end up like Rick Riker, a.k.a. Drake Bell. And the name of the main character is crazy too. Rick Riker. Like, come on, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, what? Who names their kid Rick Riker? I mean, there might be. I'm chilling. I would just be shocked if there's more than five people on the planet named Rick Riker. I understand if, like, your last name is Riker, cool last name, but you're not, like, if your mom was like Rick Riker. That's a little tough. It's a little bit of a tough situation that you were in off of rip. And Drake Bell definitely went through that. And he was like, I forget what happened. Like, he was talking to one of his friends or something. And he's like, yeah, my parents were both violently murdered 9 years ago. And the dude's like, so they're okay then? And he's like, yeah, I guess. It's like, dude, like, nothing about the movie is okay. And nothing about it is normal. No conversation is normal or serious. No scene is serious. Even when he's, like, having his emotional walks through the city, like, it's just a joke. You're just laughing because he has the bowl cut from the 2000s. And it's Drake Bell. And he's like, oh, what do? I really love her. Like, it's just everything about it just makes fun about everything serious in pop culture. And movies that do that, and shows that do that, comedians that do that, musicians that do that, I just think they have value. I don't know. I if you can't laugh at serious things sometimes, or just even unserious things that you may call childish, then what are we doing? You know, like, what's the point of all this? So I don't know. I think there's value in that aspect of it. But if y'all have not seen Superhero Movie out there, please make sure to do so. It is greatly appreciated for everyone out there tuning back in to another film review over here at Tea Time Reports. Make sure everyone out there checks us out on YouTube at Tea Time Reports. Like, comment, subscribe on there. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads at Tea Time Reports as well. We're on social media every single day, and we're also on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you guys follow and give us a little rating on there. It does a lot more than you expect. And make sure you guys stay safe, stay awake. And this is Trevor with Tea Time Reports, signing off. Peace.